-6. The UV index is moderate at 4. Tonight brings a few clouds with an overnight low of -5 and a wind chill near -9. This has been your quick 8 a.m. morning brief. I'm Christina Laurie on CFRC broadcasting from Kingston. Have a great morning, drive safe, and be sure to stay tuned for Indy Wake Up Call coming up next.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
Well, he knows what he wants, don't you, Rocco?
Sure. What's that?
Tell him, Rocco.
Well, I want, he wants more,
don't you, Rocco?
Yeah, that's it.
More. That's right, I want more. Will you ever get enough?
Will you, Rocco?
Well, I never have. No, I guess I won't. You, do you know what you want?
Yes, and I had hopes once, but I gave them up.
Hopes for what?
A world in which there's no place for Johnny Rocco.
Excellent, Simone. Excellent.
Yeah.
Right on. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And good morning to everybody. Welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes.
It's the place to be.
Station of the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. Been around for a long time.
A long time.
Longer than those guys. We just heard from the Molotovs. Brand new stuff. It's called Get a Life.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, they're a couple of teenagers, right?
So yeah, they got everything in front of them.
They know what they're talking about.
But even if you're our age, you could still get a life.
There's still time.
There's still time.
Yeah, there's still time.
You don't worry about it.
For the love of God, don't worry. You've got us until 10 o'clock in the meantime.
Yeah.
Spend that time with us.
Yeah.
Because we've got a lot of interesting stuff going on today.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for your playlist this week.
It's a good one, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, for the ladies.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
There's lady stuff. There's always lady
there
stuff
is. There always is, but I'm looking forward to this.
That's
one.
True. Yeah. We have International Women's Day coming up this weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
So
yeah.
We're going to feature a lot of women artists. We're going to play some Piner. We're going to play, who else we got on there? We got a lot. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay with us. We're also going to have Jay Madaw from Happy Kid Productions is going to swing in.
Yeah. Special guest.
Yeah. We just had the Slate Music Video Awards showcase at the Kingston Film Festival.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Fill us all in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else are we going to do? I brought in my electric dusting gun.
You did.
We're going to dust in here.
We're going to make sure it's sparkling.
We're going to clean.
Yeah.
Because it feels like spring out there.
Yeah, it's a little spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to find some cool events that are happening this weekend.
There's always something good happening in K-Town.
There is.
There's always something interesting.
Sitting pretty.
Yeah.
In the Limestone City.
Sitting pretty in the Limestone City.
Yeah, we're also going to talk about food. We brought in probably the sweetest treat that Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Has ever produced.
Oh my goodness. Looking forward to that.
We're going
to
talk about Chef Al's love life. If he's listening, I got some updates on that.
Do you?
He's dating the hottest girl that ever went to our high school.
Ooh.
Al, everybody, yeah. And all that and just the regular amount of mayhem.
Yeah.
We got Joe Bob Briggs to talk about. We got pugs to talk about. Sick pugs. It's going to be good.
It's going to be very good. Awesome. Especially when you talk about dogs.
Oh, I love dogs.
Yeah, we like them.
I love dogs.
Woof.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Johnny Rocco. There's only one Johnny Rocco.
Only one.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here now.
I don't know.
We better get to the tunes so I can get some more coffee into me and wake my brain up.
Yeah, wake up.
Wake up, you guys. Keep it locked until 10 o'clock and please kindly crank it up to 11 because we've got new stuff from the Hives.
Ooh.
And some headbanging music coming up.
Got some Queen Bee energy.
That's right.
Yeah.
So roll out the red carpet because this is the Hives right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. Ah, nothing like the first cup of dumpster juice in the morning.
To the day of the birth, every day we gon' work to the day you return. It's automatic, automatic. When it can't hit the screen, see the static. It's automatic, automatic. I'm not a fan of my God, I'm a fanatic. Sounded out phonetically, suited in a rat. So incredibly, rapping with the sound of the spirit when I let him breathe. If the Father wrote my life, I gotta live illegibly. Becoming a man ain't by ages if he managed me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Automatic, not no paddock on his wrist. More like grace, love, faith, peace, planets on his fist. He don't throw his back, he catching damage when he fish like this. Just ask Chris. It's automatic, automatic. When it can't hit the screen, see the static. It's automatic, it's automatic. I'm not a fan of my God, I'm a fanatic. It's automatic, automatic. When it can't hit the screen, see the static. It's automatic, ay, it's automatic, yeah. Automatic, ooh, automatic.
Let's go. Got no paddock on my wrist, I don't trip. I'm on God's time, clocked in, permanent position, I'm no part time. Devil playing games with me, well, that's a far cry. When I need direction, read the Bible, I'm no star sign. What's the zodiac? I already know the plan. House is getting full, I keep it straight, just like a poker hand. Calling, they bluffing, I guess I'm all into nothing. They keep on huffing and puffing, it's nothing up for discussion. I tell them, whoa, whoa, why they mad? Show them how I done, yeah, it's really like that. Living what I say, I'm really like that. Getting in my way, I don't really like that. Giving away the blueprint casually. Living in peace, just a piece of this masterpiece. Harvey sent a track, told me get back to me. I did it A-U-T-O-matically.
It's automatic,
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 automatic.
When it can't hit the screen, see the static.
That's right.
It's automatic,
whoa,
it's automatic,
whoa.
I'm not a fan of my God, I'm a fanatic.
Hey,
it's automatic, automatic. When it can't hit the screen, see the static. It's automatic, it's automatic. Automatic, automatic. It's automatic, automatic,
automatic.
Yes, guys, that was the best shot.
Woo! This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Money.
Back and better than ever.
We made it.
Yes.
Another Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday on CFRC.
Yes.
My name is The Nerd.
I'm The Moan.
We are joined in studio by a special guest.
Hey, this is Play J.
Yeah! Play J.
Yay!
Jay Madaw from Happy Kid Productions. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back. I'm sorry that I didn't make it for 8. It was like 8:03 and I was stuck outside while you guys did your segment.
Simone didn't want to let you in.
Oh, no.
Really? So is there some rivalry here?
She wanted that lemon meringue tart all for herself.
But I did just enjoy a very good lemon meringue tart from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Yes, indeed.
I was warned it would be too sweet, but I don't think that's a thing.
I think it was the right size because they've made them bigger in the past and they're a bit of an undertaking, but I think that's a good size.
Yeah.
More on that next break.
Agreed.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Delicious. Speaking of delicious, we just heard from a new band called Grocery Bag. Speaking of grocery stores, that one was called Stop Calling Me Out. Stop it.
Just quit. Just
had enough.
Yeah.
Also in that set, we had Connor Price featuring Holvi with Automatic.
That was good. Like that little hip hop.
Yeah.
The hip hoppity.
I don't do enough hip hop on the show.
Yeah.
Gotta spread my wings.
Yeah, and just fly.
I like Connor Price though. He's pretty good. He's solid. We had a classic from the Plastic Blues Band with Country Food. Also in that set, we had King Kong and the Barbecue Show with Love You So. And we opened it up with the Hives and Roll Out to the Red Carpet. Roll out the red carpet.
For Play J.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Jay, tell us a little bit about yourself for the listeners. Tell us your blood type and, you know, your prescription.
Oh,
blood.
I'm AB negative,
really?
The rarest. So if I need stuff, there's no chance, and my kids are not compatible with me.
Awesome.
So, yeah, if you're AB negative, don't marry an O positive.
Okay.
Your children will never be able to loan you any parts.
Amazing. We have to protect you. You're a national treasure.
I run a video production company called Happy Kid Productions. We made a feature film last year called Still Alive in Kingston, featuring Much Music's Bill Wolichka and Kingston's own Anna Sudak.
Nice.
Absolutely.
And we're just in a re-editing phase before we seek distribution, so stay tuned. Maybe there'll be some news in the next couple months.
Sweet.
About that, which is how you could all see it again. It was at the film festival last year. I also played a band called Hollow Body
with
Greg Tilson and Paul Clifford. We have a residency at the Hotel Wolf Island the last Wednesday of every month. We played last Wednesday and we'll be there in a few weeks.
Excellent.
That's how it goes.
I'll be there at that one.
Sweet.
That'll be really good. I was at Wolf Island, the hotel, on the weekend, and your pamphlets are everywhere.
We're doing our best. Yeah, it is a bit of a lift to get people. Everyone heard news about the ferry all winter is what I would say.
Yeah.
You don't want the ferry to be in the news. That's not good. But I will say the Wolf Islander 3, the classic Wolf Island 3 Wolf Islander 3 has been perfect and flawless since it came back into service, and it is very easy to get to and from the Hotel Wolf Island to see us, or they have great music there every single night.
Totally.
Look up their website, and their socials are pretty active.
And the food is delicious.
Yes.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a world-class place.
Absolutely. No, I went there on Saturday, and it was just super easy to get on the boat, get out right into the main town. We just walked the whole way. Mm. It's fantastic.
Also, we do that with our gear. We just walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's an experience is what it is, yeah. But we're having you on because you had a music video premiere at the Slate Music Video Showcase at Kingston Film Festival this past weekend. And it was excellent.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, no worries. It was really good. So I just wanted to, you know, bring you on, talk a little bit about that, you know, what the processes were, interested in making music videos. I love it as an art form, as a medium. And we thought, you know, you're an expert. Let's get you in here. Talk about your insights, your inspirations. How did it all come about?
Expert's a bit of a stretch, but yeah, it's great. The Slate Music Video Program I'm going to say fifth year and maybe it's sixth. I don't know if, I think a year was lost. Like the year one was 2020, March 2020.
Okay.
Year one.
What a year.
And it was the morning of the event when everything got shut down.
Awesome.
And I think there wasn't one in 2021. That's my guess. I can only remember 5 bands that I've worked with, but I've been fortunate to be asked every year to do or accepted or however it works. And it is a great program where the Kingston Music Office partners with the Film Festival and the Slate Foundation to fund 10 original music videos by Kingston bands. And every year they are better and better and more intimidating to those of us who are involved.
It was a pretty good crop of them this
year.
It
was, yeah. I I think every year is the best year yet. Maybe sometime it'll tip down. But it's incredible. My friend Al Bergeron made a video with the Cantabile Choir that I think had everyone in the room with the little dusty eyes going. Like it was very emotional and certainly my favorite of the year.
Well, that one was the one that won the audience award.
Yes.
The audience voted with beads. We all got 3 beads on the way out, put their beads in our jar in the jars.
I felt like that was settled about 30 seconds into Al's video. We're like, oh, it's this one. This is fantastic.
It was pretty good, though, yeah.
It was great. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. If you want to hear more about the process, the production companies apply and they accept 10 of us. And then we all get a huge master spreadsheet that's a mess and formatted terribly with all of the bands. and they send samples of their music to us. And most of us, I think almost everyone goes through every single band. There's no gatekeeping on that list, so everyone can get on that list and be heard by all the production companies. Then we all make lists of our 3 favorites. We submit those to the committee made up of the festival and the music office, I believe.
Yep.
And then they sort of negotiate because maybe, you know, often multiple production companies want to work with the same band, and they figure out and they negotiate everything, and then we get told who we're working with.
Okay.
And sometimes I think sometimes it's a band we know. In the case of Piner, it's someone I've known Clea since she was like 7 years old or something, because she lives around the corner from me. But sometimes I've worked with people I've never met before, which is always exciting and risky.
That's cool, though. So you have like some say, but ultimately it's a bit of a surprise. I like that, though. It keeps it interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the other bands that you've directed then in the past?
So the first year I worked with Oak Ridge Ave.
All right.
And we did a take on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Which was a favorite of theirs and a movie I had not seen.
Oh, no.
And I watched it and I was like, what is this movie?
It's heavier than you think, right?
Well, it's just strange. I don't know, there was just like, I think any content aimed at teens in the 80s was somehow successful, and there's no bar for like what. No, if people love The Breakfast Club, I'm so glad that you love something and that's wonderful. It is problematic.
Yeah, I hear you.
And they have very old actors and very young actors sharing this. I think it's like 26 to 15 is like the age range of the high schoolers.
High schoolers, yeah.
I'm doing air quotes on the radio. That's useful, right? Sorry, that's taking too long. Oak Ridge Ave, I work with Luella, my daughter's friend Liv.
Cool. Awesome. We love Luella here, yeah.
Luella's fantastic, yeah.
Her soda is fantastic. Just going to put that out there.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. The peach ginger tea, yeah.
That's it.
I worked with Evan Jackson.
Cool.
Whose band, The Sugar Pills, had a video this year.
That's right, they did.
They also had a wedding scene like us. I hope they aren't angry that we also had a wedding scene. I haven't talked to those guys yet. But I really like The Sugar Pills. They're great. And I worked with Evan on a video where he's a bank robber and gets murdered.
Ooh.
I had to use a prop gun. It was very scary.
Oh, nice.
I did not like having that prop gun in my car.
I guess not.
I was very anxious the whole drive to the set. I'm like, oh, no. At what point, if I get pulled over, at what point do I explain about the prop gun?
Yeah, exactly. You're a music video to what? Yeah, we haven't heard of that.
I worked with the Gertrudes last year, and then this year, Piner.
Nice. Right on. Excellent. Well, yeah, I was at the festival. I was at the event, and I thought it was excellent.
It's the hottest crowd ever. The crowd, like, cheered for a real estate sponsor.
Yeah.
They cheered for, and I might be in trouble in the future, but TD Bank, who's the main sponsor of the film festival, had an ad that essentially said, don't worry, you'll also be a part of the AI future. That's the crux of the ad.
Yeah.
Right? You saw it.
I saw it.
It's not like veiled. It's like, don't worry, humans are, the tagline is humans are a part of our future or something. A part. I'm so, like, who is running TD Bank right now?
I gave that commercial a standing ovation.
But the audience did. The audience was like, woo, robots, take our lives away.
We're all just happy to be there.
It's a hot crowd at that that event, which is very fun because every video gets like rapt attention and then a huge ovation. And I think to the people that work so hard on them, It's very satisfying.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really good. Very inspirational. And just, yeah, like you said, great crowd, a lot of fun. There was a reception afterwards. We got some free hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, I can't eat from a buffet in a crowded room. That's my one, like, pandemic leftover thing.
You know what? It's a Hollywood thing. You never want to be accidentally photographed, like, stuffing your face because, you know, someone might zoom in and say, that guy's got lemon meringue all over his beard.
Do I right now?
No.
I just had a lemon tart. I totally could.
But you didn't know, yeah. But I hear you. It was a fun night, and it was a great way to cap off the festival. And I think,
sure.
Did you see any other stuff at the film festival you were there?
I saw Nirvana, the band, the show, the film.
How was that? How was it?
It's incredible.
Yes.
It's incredible.
I'm excited to see that.
Matt Johnson is a one of a kind.
Totally.
Absolutely. And in watching that film, the manic energy of his character, you're like, this is probably like 3% away from him as a person. Is an absolutely insane character with huge schemes, and you're like, kind of like this movie. This movie is a huge scheme. It's like a no-budget filmmaker got some money.
Nice.
And didn't waste any of it. And I think the movie had something like a $2 million budget, but it looks like $100 million.
So,
it's an incredible, it's like, you know, the best no-budget, medium-budget film you'll ever see.
Speaking of, like, no-budget, medium-budget stuff is what we're all about here, especially in the Limestone City. You got any tips and tricks on how to stretch a budget out? Anything that, any secrets that you want to impart? I don't know.
Involve your community. I think with the Piner music video, I don't remember how many setups. Too many setups.
Yeah.
Like, 5 or 6 or something. With extras, but it's all neighborhood people. And we shot in our neighborhood, and it's, you know, it's a special place for Piner, for Clea. She grew up on Redan Street, and we were filming on Patrick Street, just a block away. And telling the story of the neighborhood means you just use your neighborhood. And I think with something like Nirvana the Band, the show, the movie, what, the movie? It's too long of a name, but it kind of works. They shot in Toronto, which is where they live, and they just hung out for 200 days shooting, and they just use what you have. Using what you have is great. Even the feature that I made last year, we really stretched money on that one. And a lot of it's, you know, using relationships you have. One of our producers, his friend owned a boat. That's the boat we filmed on.
A nice boat.
And so we had a beautiful boat for a day, but it's just about having those connections. And I think doing things locally lets you use those connections, and being involved in the community as much as you can means that you have those people and you know people that can loan you things.
Right on.
A big part of indie filmmaking.
Totally, yeah. No, good stuff. I like it. Excellent. Well, we'll chat with Jay a little bit more on the next break. We're going to get back to some tunes, though, and then we'll stuff some more sweet stuff into our mouths because we're going to talk about Old Farm when we get back. We've got to talk about Moussaka.
Ooh.
Got to talk about Moussaka.
Moussaka.
We're going to keep things moving and grooving, though. We're going to play Piner. We're going to play Odelia.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Yeah. The listeners, this is an antiquated medium, so you won't be able to see the music video, but go on YouTube because it's on there and you can follow along with us. So, yeah, this is Piner with Odelia, video directed by Jay Madaw, right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Jay.
Thanks.
She no longer wants to be a whisper scream. Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Myself with a rag on a stick.
Talking about knocked out, kicked, and dragged a mile. I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I didn't know you then. Not like I know you now. You would laugh in front of your friends. Walk.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And we have Play J in the booth today.
Play J.
Yeah.
I'm in the solitary confinement booth.
Right where we like you. The only thing that booth is missing is bars on the window.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome back to CFRC, the happiest place on earth, trademarked. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Play J.
Yeah. We just heard a new track from a band called Rat Boys. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was called Know You Then. Also in that last set, classic from Los Lobos with Georgia Slop. We had the Lemon Twigs with their live rendition of Friday, I'm Gonna Love You. And we open it up with Piner and her new track, Odelia, with the music video directed by Jay Middaugh.
What a great song. Oh my gosh. I agreed to work with Piner before I had heard that song because it was a new song. She had just been working on recording it, and I hadn't heard it at all. And you never know.
Yeah, true.
You never know.
You trust in the artist, I guess.
I heard it. I was like, this is a great, great tune.
She's fantastic. Yeah. She's going to be playing Saturday at the Broom Factory as part of the International Women's Day Showcase.
Yes.
Jazz hands.
Yeah. I think Miss Emily is putting on.
Yeah, Luella's going to be there. I forget who else. There's a few people, but more on that a little bit later on. But first and foremost, yeah, you directed the music video. It premiered at the KCFF Slate Music Video Showcase this past weekend. It was a who's who of musical nerds in the building. A lot of epic, like, clothes. I felt very underdressed.
Oh, man, I can't, well, yeah.
Did you wear plaid?
I did. I wore my finest plaid.
Finest plaid,
no,
yeah.
I didn't, actually. I wore cabana wear. I got a new shirt. It was a white short sleeve button down with orange tigers all over it.
Nice.
And it was very, I got it from Phase 2. I know I'm talking a lot about my shirt, but it was very billowy, so it hid my midriff.
Ooh.
My soft, vulnerable midriff.
That's okay.
What are you?
Vulnerable.
What, Jay, you were there. Who was wearing the most epic of drips? Who had the greatest clothes?
My friend Josh Lyon had sunflower overalls.
That was pretty sweet.
Ooh.
Josh is always put together. And he acts like he doesn't realize it, but
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he looks great.
Always. Even his clothes were playing to the back row. I liked him and David Simon, subtle negative. He was wearing some pretty sweet. It looked like orange and red paisley dinner jacket.
Also rocked the sunglasses during the Q&A.
Yeah, like, you know, I love that attitude. It's like, I'm only here because I, you know, anyways, I like him. Him and I go way back, and we were talking about him, all good things off the air. And I was remembering that years ago, he house and cat sat for me because I went on a camping excursion over a long weekend. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, my bathroom towel rack was broken, and I don't know what happened.
Oh.
And it's still broken. That was like 10 years ago. So if he's listening, I demand restitution.
David, call in and tell your side of the story.
Yeah, what happened there? I think they were having a rager, which I'm fine with. It's fine. The cat lived. That's all that matters. Anyways, on to our special guest, PlayJay. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks.
We were talking off air about putting together this music video and the importance of, I mean, obviously, film and video is a collaborative effort. It's really difficult to do just by yourself. So how do you, you know, go about finding people and resources when, you know, we're on a shoestring budget? Everyone's got jobs. Everyone's got lives. What do you do?
I mean, using what you have, like I said before, and this music video has a real community theater vibe.
Yep.
For sure. And that everyone in our community, I mean, some people are playing two or three parts in different wardrobe. If you notice watching it, and yeah, and just utilizing, you know, those connections that you've made, and you know, remembering all the time that connections you made will be useful in the future, and you know, helping people out with their projects means that someday they will help you with yours.
So you're saying that if I wanted to direct a video with Subtle Negative, I shouldn't be publicly outing him as a towel rack breaker.
I mean, it's risky.
I guess so. Other than yours, of course, audience member was given three beads with which to vote on favorite videos. You got one of my beads. What were your other favorite? Oh, no, you're welcome. Thank you. What were your other favorite videos?
Okay, so the beads thing is interesting. I think all of us have an understanding that we're allowed to use one of them for ourselves. We could theoretically put all three in our own music video to aid us getting the prize, which there's probably some money involved, right? I don't know. I've never won. and I have complicated feelings about arts awards anyway. But I also voted for my friend Al Bergeron, his great video with Cantabile that I mentioned, and then my friend Josh Lyon. It sounds like it's just my friends. I really did think these videos were the best ones, and certainly the ones I enjoyed the most, with Anthea Fever, with their video Bedtime Story. Bedtime Story is such a beautiful song. I used it in the movie I made last year. We played a show, my band Hollow Body played a show with Anthea Fever at Musiki a couple months ago, and Anthea was on stage, and then she knew I was there, of course, because of the band. She's like, I wasn't going to play this song, but Jay used this in a movie of his, so I'll play. And she played Bedtime Story.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of just for me, which I really appreciate. And that song is just so beautiful. And Josh did a bunch of animation with sand, which sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
I love Josh's videos, and then I also watch them cringing. I'm like, so much work.
So much work. Hand animated sand animation. Like,
why sand, Josh? Oh my, just pick the hardest thing to work with.
That's because he can.
Josh is he's a true artist, and I really respect his work.
Totally, absolutely. Quick shout out to our amazing sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine.
Thank you.
Yes.
I didn't even say it well. That was terrible.
That was fine. The reason I mentioned it is because one of our newer sausage roll regulars is one of Josh's kids. I didn't realize that till the other day when Annie Clifford and this
young person. Josh has so many kids.
The tall one. I don't know.
Ezra? Was it Ezra?
Long, gorgeous hair, taller than all of us combined.
Ezra has long and gorgeous
hair. That's gotta be Ezra, yeah. It looks older than they are. Like, I think I got talking to them about, like, beer, and they're like, yeah, I'm in high school. You gotta...
Yeah, Ezra's the same. Ezra's 16, maybe turning 17.
Okay, yeah, because we were talking about the sand animation at the shop, and it just blew my mind, like the amount of time that would have taken.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. Yeah, so that got one of my beads, and so did Subtle Negative, even though he broke my towel rack. It's fine. I'm not going to. It's fine.
Call in and defend yourself, David.
That's right.
Don't let this stand.
Speaking of Hollow Body, you mentioned you're in a band. A rock and roll band.
It is a rock and roll band. We're very old, but we're very excited to be playing music together. Yeah, our band's called Hollow Body. We play, what do we say, 90s inspired alt rock? I don't know. Yeah. I have a hard time categorizing music, but we all three band members write songs, and all three of us sing, and it's super fun.
It's absolutely fun. So you're playing, like you said in the last break, you have a residency at the Hotel Wolf Island. You're there the last Wednesday of every month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And do you have any other, like, big shows coming up at all?
We just found out we're playing at Homegrown.
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
Along with
everyone?
Every other band in Kingston. Homegrown is such a fun... it's such a crazy idea for an event. It's amazing how they pull it off every year. It's May 2nd. We'll be at the Broom Factory at 5 p.m.
Nice.
Which is our preferred time to play because we are all in our late 40s or early 50s.
Hey, it's my preferred time to go see a show, too, because I'm back at home and in bed by 9 o'clock watching bogey movies. Yeah. I was at Hotel Wolf Island on the weekend as well. On Saturday, we got to see Charlie Angus and his band. And that was something that... Chef Nancy George from Old Farm Fine Foods went with me, and she was mentioning that it is very difficult nowadays to pin down a particular genre for a band because everyone seems to play everything. You know, it's like Hollow Body. You can kind of say, like, yeah, we're kind of like 90s alt, but you guys play a lot of different stuff. I don't know. It's just, it's interesting in this day and age that everyone's so adept at everything, and it just makes for fun shows.
I think most musicians are not super excited about being pigeonholed by a genre.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's more about where to put the records in the record shop, which isn't that interesting to us.
That's true. Yeah, it's just when you sell them. Do you guys have any plans for, you said you're recording something right now?
We have been recording. We recorded our last show at the Hotel Wolf Island. We're maybe working towards a live EP, something we're really excited about. We're really focusing on live performance is sort of our main aim, and so recording our show. The hotel is kind of a recording studio, and they've been super generous. Jake, the sound tech there, has been very helpful helping us record, and I did some mixing of some of the tracks from our last show.
Cool, right on. This is what we're going to hear next.
Amazing.
This is Hollow Body with Highway 62 Live, Mix 2. Is what it says.
It is mix number 2.
I'm very excited. Better be better than the first one. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Play J.
We're going to play Hollow Body, and then after 9 o'clock, we're going to find some events that are going on in and around the Limestone City. So keep it locked and ready to rock.
Let's go.
It's a long, long road to you. You were thrown off your horse, and I'll be by your side, of course. I'll be your only friend, back in the saddle again. And I rode on by the election sign. I read your name and I read mine. Well, you won the incumbency, but you lost your family. Well, I'll be your only friend, back in the saddle again. A little bit more time to help me down the line, back in the saddle. Again.
and I rode on up to your postal line. Send your love and I will send mine. You gave me the time of day, but you forgot to show me the way. I'll be your only friend, back in the saddle again. Give me a little bit more time to help me down the line, back in the saddle. Time and I'll help you cross that line. I'll be back in saddle again. Memories keep brushing by, but I'm right here for you. Love you till the day you die. Memories keep flashing by, but I'm right here for you. Love you till the day I die. My head down, I was lost, but now I'm found. Well, get back up on that horse, and I'll be by your side, of course. Well, I'll be your only friend, back in the saddle again. Give me a little bit more time to help me down the line, back in the saddle.
Welcome to intermission.